Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jason Benetti. What are people saying in the group chat about the Bears?
You know what? I don't have like a big group chat. People know better than having me in group chats because usually I just mute them.
This mute button is so huge. You got to get that mute button turned on.
The large group people, like our reporter for the Tigers, Daniela Bruce, is a chronic heart thumbs upper. Oh, the clubhouse is open at 4:15. Thumbs up. Stop it. Stop it. We know you read it. It's a text message.
The thumbs up emoji. According to a Daily Mail article, Gen Z claims that they feel attacked whenever it is used. They say it can be seen as passive aggressive or even confrontational.
A poll in the article also cited the 10 emojis that make people seem older.
I'm usually the laugh cry face. That's probably the one I do the most.
That's old too.
I get so sick of people standing on ceremony in group messages, and then it becomes like Joe and Frank have like a little mini vendetta. The only group chat I have is for this fantasy football league that I've had since I was in high school. And the most recent topic that involved me was one of my games caused one of their favorite team's games to be joined in progress. And it was like, JB, get off our television. We're trying to watch the other game.
All my group chat conversations start off the same. They all start off great.
Yo, you see that picture of Rihanna? I saw it. Random question flies in the chat. Hey, man, if you run out of butter, what else can I put in the pan? What? I ain't got no butter, man. What else can I use? How the f*** you run out of butter? I don't know, but it's gone. Another statement flies in. I can't even eat butter. That make my gout act up. Gout? When you get gout? I've been had gout. I didn't know you had gout. I told y'all I had gout. Another statement flies in the chat. What the f*** is gout?
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show here with you for a full boat. We are on until 6 o'clock. Spiegs has got the day off. He is enjoying himself, and damn it, he's allowed to. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Big Ant Heron.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. He's going to be with us here until 6 o'clock, and we've got some other treats for you as well, including us talking with James Big Cat Williams. You want to get an idea of what's going well with the offensive line of the Bears? Big Cat is going to help us out at 3 o'clock. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4. We've got a lot to talk to Matt about. That's going to be fun. Chris Emma has got a Bears report for us, and Seth freaking Rollins is going to be on the show at 4:25. And now, like when we were talking about it in our group chat for the show, I'm wondering if he actually watched a little Big Ant Heron and Matt Bowen play Iowa football, because I feel like he grew up in Iowa and then moved here.
Yeah, I believe he's like kind of Davenport, Moline, and that area, that pocket, which would really – it would usually elicit some Hawkeye fandom in those areas. Yeah, I think that's a probably a safe-ish bet.
Maybe he's a big uni guy, like he's a big, you know, you and I guy, but probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Maybe he's watching Kurt Warner instead of me or Bo. Although Kurt might have been before he was watching football yet, but we can certainly find out.
We can find out with him at 425. So set your watches for that. Tell a friend to tell a friend Seth freaking Rollins is going to be on the show. In between time, we've got other stuff that we want to get into. Since Big Ant is here, why not talk about the coaching carousel? We are going to do that at some point throughout the show. So make sure you stick around for that. A lot of football. We're going to break some stuff down today. This is kind of like my type of paradise because I've got all of the football experts being on the show today. So I can lend on their experience and we can share it with you. So if you like ball, if you like sexy football, we have got the show for you.
I wonder what music we play in the background when it's time for sexy football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravishing Rick Rude's
music. Okay,
that's what we do. We play that for the people so that they can enjoy it. There's a couple things I want to throw at Big Ant too, but let's start with talking about Caleb Williams. And yesterday, Speaks and I, we even did I think Max put out a video of us talking about how well the game was managed by Caleb Williams on Friday and how there have been a couple of games lately where he's done a great job as a game manager, and then there people felt like that's a slur. Mm. Like there are a lot of people like, you can't say that he's a game manager. They traded everything to get this guy. And he's like, no, he's managing the game, to which you said,
that's what he's supposed to do. That's the quarterback's job, is to manage the game. Now, some guys, in the midst of managing the game, they also break out into playmaker mode as well, which we have certainly seen abundant examples of Caleb's ability as a playmaker. He's done that over and over again in his young career. But to be able to manage the game, to be able to do the mundane, I've been impressed with not only Caleb himself, but Ben Johnson's game management as a first-year head coach. Each of these guys is inexperienced in their role in that capacity of how do we go about making sure that there's going to be a victory at the end of this beyond just being uber aggressive, beyond searching for the big play, beyond hunting for the jugular nonstop, to have timeouts available late, to lean into the run game, to just run lead weak when you want to try to ice this thing or put your team in a field goal position, or for Caleb to slide inbounds to keep the clock rolling or to take the safe pass when it's necessary, or to say that, you know what, the moment indicates we got a chance for a strike and still be in a position to have that strike opportunity, protecting the football, covering it up when the time is there, throwing it away when you need to throw it away. All those things that, yes, a game manager is tasked with doing that lead to victory over and over again, and thinking beyond just the statistics, thinking beyond just putting points on the board, but thinking within the moment, how do I continue to set my team up for success? And I think that both Caleb and when you think about just the way that Ben Johnson as an offensive guru, as a high-level offensive thinker, how he might have been perceived coming in, if he was this riverboat guy going for fourth downs at every moment, And by comparison to what Detroit is still doing or what Nick Sirianni is still doing, like being full metrics based, I think not only Caleb, but his head coach shows that he's got the ability to dial up high level offense, but also recognize moments within the game that just call for a punt and pin on occasion, that just call for running the rock between the tackles.
Which may call for just kick the extra point.
Yes.
And allow your team to live to,
exactly.
To the last part of the game.
Like yes. Turn a two-score game into a one-score game and just move on. Don't tell me about the book or the metrics. Do what makes sense in that moment for the flow of the game. And I've been really impressed with Ben Johnson's ability to manage scenarios like that late, because it's not a given. It's not automatic that every head coach, especially if you're a head coach slash play caller, will be able to keep up with the rhythm and have that sense in the game for what makes sense.
Yeah, and we talked about it in our group chat, because I was saying I understood why Sirianni went for two, and I actually wanted Ben to go for two when the Bears went up
seven.
When it
was 16-9, yes. Right? I was really surprised that he didn't.
I wanted him, because you want to make it nine, right? Uh-huh. But in that moment, you have to – it's also about game flow.
Right.
And it's about don't you want your team to still have hope? Because if you don't make the two-point conversion, the game's over.
It's over.
It's done. Over, and they've got no hope. Yep. But in that moment where you actually make a big play – you can follow it up with your team being like, okay, if you guys get me the ball back, we can go and get this game into OT. And right. We're at the crib. Like, all of this stuff is a really bizarre moment that I don't think, as much as Philly people are talking about all sorts of stuff, I'm wondering why they're not talking about that as much. But whatever, we're not doing a Philly show today. We're doing a Chicago show. So let's get you back to what Ben Johnson said yesterday when he was talking about the passing game.
Everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
So the wording of that might have felt harsh to some people. It didn't feel that – it didn't come off that way to me. And especially when you hear the whole bite, I felt like in context – That sounded like, yeah, there's still things that Caleb has done well. There's still things that we can get better at. This was Ben clarifying that today, and listen for a particular word on what it is that his quarterback did in the game.
I know the passing game isn't where you want it to be right now, but how do you feel like Caleb is just progressing with the way he's handling our, I guess, managing the offense?
Yeah, I think when I made that comment yesterday, it's easily to the construe it as I'm not happy with the quarterback. That's not the case whatsoever. He continues to get better each and every week. And I couldn't be more pleased with how he played last week. And I know what the stats say, throw those out the window. He's doing a really good job managing the ball game. And that's step number one for the quarterback. And so he's going to continue to get better. The process is really good right now with how he approaches the week. The way he's taken the coaching, the way he's applying the coaching, I'm very pleased with that. And I think we're going to continue to see him ascend, whether the stats tell the story or not.
And I think in the last couple of wins, the stats haven't quite told the story of how well Caleb has played. The thing that Spiegs and I pointed out yesterday, Big Ant, was when the time came for a big play to be made and the touchdown to Komet, you go, oh, there's Caleb not taking the one read, not taking the check down, and in the moment saying there's a big play out there for us to make that could put a chokehold on this game, he made it. That's the type of stuff that you want your quarterback to be able to do that I think allows him to help elevate the team. For some reason, I think that we're in a space where people think that the quarterback has to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns every week. Sometimes it's going to look the way that it looked on Friday. And no one's mad about how the Bears won that game because of how important of a game it was for them to win.
And it's, I don't know if easier is the right word, but I feel like folks are more open to some nuanced conversations about the development of the quarterback while the Bears are winning. And it's more difficult to get people to see some of that nuance if the Bears were 3-9 right now as opposed to 9-3, if they were well out of the playoff picture as opposed to the number one seed in the NFC. But a lot of these same things could still be very true. A lot of these things were true about Caleb last season. Maybe not a lot of them, but some of these things were true about Caleb last season in the midst of trying to point out some of the failures that were there with the Bears offense around him, with the Bears organization around him throughout his rookie season. But at 9-3, the fact that it's not all about Caleb, that's a good spot to be in and for Ben to trust. You think about some of the third and fourth downs that took place in that game in the first half and the second half, where it's Caleb from the pocket making throws in really difficult weather conditions. And that's
his arm talent showed.
It showed up, and it had to, because we've seen the ball flutter on Caleb. We've seen him sail passes throughout the first year and a half plus of his football career. So that's not an oddity, but it was certainly explainable in some of the scenarios during the game on Friday, where those 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds that were gusting here and there, you saw both he and Jalen Hurts struggling with that at times, but Caleb more consistently was able to cut the ball through those wind conditions and move the chains as a passer from within the pocket, and doing that to playmakers on third downs and fourth downs, and certainly in some of those critical moments. What was it, a 4th and 5 to Colston Loveland, where he found him as he's matched up one-on-one? And that matters, even if your completion percentage isn't even approaching 70, but the coach trusting you in those scenarios to be able to read the field, see it, get it out of your hands and make that play, while also saying, we've still got this in our back pocket that we can get him on the move and let him threaten the defense and draw their eyes and have the discipline to say, I'm either going to take this one short, or if there's a strike opportunity here to close the show, then he can do that to Cole Kmet as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.